The U.S. president has formally designated Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, IRGC, as a foreign terrorist organization. In a statement, Donald Trump accused the IRGC of financing and promoting terrorism. He also branded Iran as a state sponsor of terrorism. The IRGC has warned that the U.S. military will no longer have calm in West Asia if it labels the Iranian Defense Force as a terror entity. The Iranian parliament has also prepared a motion against the decision. The IRGC has provided advisory support to Syria and Iraq in their battle against Daesh terrorists. It's also actively cooperating in the country's construction, infrastructure, and relief projects. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has issued new warnings against Iran after President Donald Trump designated Iran's Revolution Guards Corps as a foreign terrorist organization.
Today, the United States is continuing to build its maximum pressure campaign against the Iranian regime. I am announcing our intent to designate the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, including its Quds Force, as a foreign terrorist organization in accordance with Section 219 of the Immigration and Nationality Act. This designation will take effect 1 week from today. We're doing it because the Iranian regime's use of terrorism as a tool of statecraft makes it fundamentally different from any other government. Businesses and banks around the world now have a clearer duty to ensure that companies with which they conduct financial transactions are not connected to the IRGC in any material way. For 40 years, the Islamic Republic's Revolutionary Guard Corps has actively engaged in terrorism and created, supported, and directed other terrorist groups. Its operatives have worked to destabilize the Middle East, from Iraq to Lebanon to Syria and to Yemen. With this designation, the Trump administration is simply recognizing a basic reality. The IRGC will take its rightful place on the same list as terror groups it supports: Lebanese Hezbollah, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Hamas, Khatib Hezbollah, among others, all of which are already designated as foreign terrorist organizations. With this designation, we are sending a clear signal, a clear message to Iran's leaders, including Qasem Soleimani and his band of thugs, that the United States is bringing all pressure to bear to stop the regime's outlaw behavior. We ask that our allies and partners around the world do the same.
Now, Iranian lawmakers have condemned the U.S. move, describing the IRGC as one of the biggest achievements of the Iranian nation.
I would say only one sentence about the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, citing Imam Khomeini. Our Imam said, if there was no IRGC, then there was no country. What Imam said has been accomplished now. When it comes to the IRGC's boycott, it is about boycotting the nation, not the government.
U.S. sanctions come from Washington's petulance and irresponsible behavior. 40 years after the revolution, the United States was not able to dominate us and our policies as it did over other regional states. It's because our revolution and country is simply popular and divine. The IRGC is part of our country's official pillars. Therefore, neither Iran nor our Guards Corps would be undermined by such nonsensical threats.
Regardless of the change in the U.S. administrations over the past 40 years, their behavior has not changed substantially with Iran. Of course, the current American president's rhetoric is very rude to Iran compared with his predecessors. The comment that has just been made is not acceptable to the Islamic Republic in any way. The IRGC is the authority lever in all fields. Not only in the defensive arena, the IRGC is active in the economic, growth, and infrastructural development. In extraordinary circumstances, such as floods and earthquakes, the IRGC is a major defining force.
The role of the IRGC is crystal clear to everyone. The power of the Guard Corps has made the enemies nuts. That's why Trump and others are looking for imposing restrictions on the Guard Corps. Today, you see the role of the IRGC is playing in the country and elsewhere in the region. It's solving our problems in the occurrences of floods and earthquakes. Security-wise, the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps was the main force behind the elimination of the Daesh terrorists.
Now, from the city of Qom, I'm joined by Sam Mahdi-Tarabi, who's the director of the Rasalat Strategic Studies Institution, on the phone. Good to have you with us, sir. As you know, IRGC is part of the Iranian official armed forces. It has been for the past 40 years since the victory of the Islamic Revolution in this country. And it's also helped neighboring countries fight Daesh terrorists and alike. How can it be called a terrorist organization by the U.S.?
Hi, Behrouz. Well, actually, this announcement is not very surprising. It's basically stating what has been the policy of the United States government and administration since the beginning of the revolution. In other words, what this announcement states is what America has been doing and the position it's been taking towards the Revolutionary Guards Corps since the beginning of the revolution. The good thing is that this administration that has come to power in the U.S., when I say the good thing is, from my perspective, this is a very good thing, is that this administration, contrary to the other administrations, actually states the reality of what America is and does not try to mask the behavior of America in, you know, nice rhetoric or the language of diplomacy or the language of being friends. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, I don't see anything really new or important having been done by the U.S. Mm-hmm. That's one aspect of it. But I think the important aspect of it is the historic context, which we have to look at what has happened in the region in the last 20 years. And then based on that, we can see why, for example, an administration in the U.S. would do this today. I just want to point out that yesterday, in the last couple of days, we had the Iraqi government delegations in Iran. There was massive and across-the-board strategic agreement between Iran and Iraq. Iraq has officially and for the world declared that it wants to be the strategic partner of Iran in the future. And this is after America spent trillions of dollars trying to occupy and bring Iraq under its control. And as Trump himself said, you know, the result after $7 trillion is that you have to fly in and to Baghdad like a thief in the night.
Exactly.
As opposed to, you know, the Iranians and the way they are treated by the Iraqis and the way the Iraqis are treated by the Iranians. So a lot of this major strategic defeat and defeats that have happened for the U.S. wants to blame somebody for it. Obviously, you know, the Revolutionary Guards Corps is that force which is in the forefront and in the front line of Iran's actions in the region. So they're going to designate this group as the terrorist organization, but if they could, they would designate every single Iranian and the whole nation as a terrorist group. But of course, they can't do that.
Exactly. And also, Foreign Minister Zarif has also shown some reaction, and he said that why not designate U.S. troops operating in the Middle East region as terrorists? And could you think of any ramifications for this designation?
Well, this is the problem. You see, again, as far as I'm concerned, this is a good thing that the Americans and this administration is breaking all, you know, customs and all traditions that have previously existed. Traditionally, you don't designate the military forces, the official military forces of a nation as terrorists. Because it's nonsensical. The definition of a terrorist, the original definition of a terrorist, is a non-state actor. Whether you agree with that or not is beside the point. That's what traditionally has been the definition. So when America does these kind of things, it has to realize that the first place it's going to be applied to is to American forces themselves. So this is why you see previous administrations, when you would have, you know, let's call them extremists, let's call them crazies, being part of those administrations, and making certain suggestions to the leadership, to the president, to the Department of Defense, to the State Department, you would have others in that administration telling them, well, if we do this, you know, this is going to be the result for the Americans. In this administration, I have to say, thank God, we don't have these filters. The craziest ideas and the most extreme views are given platform and then are, you know, applied by the government. And the only country that is getting damaged by all this is the U.S. itself. Again, as far as I'm concerned, not a bad thing. You know, we're happy if America is in decline and Iran is rising. That's our goal.
Okay.
But you know, when you have a president, I think the greatest blessing for Iran and the greatest godsend for Iran has been Trump himself. He's doing things that if we had tried for 50 years to do, to convince our own people, to convince, the region, to convince the world that America is what it is, we wouldn't be able to do it. Trump is doing it for us.
Thank Interesting. God. All right. Thank you for that. Sam Mehdi-Torabi, Director of Rasalat Strategic Studies Institution, who joined us on the phone from the city of Qom.